Sky Netball. It's the place to be. For all your netball needs,
be it the best international action,
world-class netball. Lovely. Getting your Vitality Netball Super League fix. Easy. They make it look simple.
Or keeping up to date with the Suncorp Super Netball.
That's a great challenge.
We've got you covered. All the best action, reaction, stories and social.
We're here to play. We're here to win.
They were fantastic as always today.
Just going to fight for each other.
You're in the right place. Sky Sport, the home of netball.
Ella, what a team performance, a composed performance, and Dragons really took it to you. But I guess that's why you're reigning champions, right? Just that cool, calm, collectedness to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, definitely whole team performance. We all battled through that. Celtics really brought us up, like you said. So I think our adjustments throughout the game really helped us.
Talk to me about the battle you were having with Shaquanda Green, Noelle, because she put in a great performance.
And I mean, she's been in great form. So, like, I knew I had to bring something, especially after yesterday as well. So, I mean, good battle. Love the physicality personally, so I'm all here for it.
It's a team as well. You know, you are missing a couple of key players this weekend. You're missing your captain, Nat Panagari, missing Mary Cholhocker alongside you. But those young shooters stepping in, just the resiliency of this team must fill you with immense confidence.
Yeah, I mean, Nat's not necessarily on our team, but you'll definitely be able to hear her throughout the whole game behind the bench. She's in our team talks, really giving that leadership that we value so much for our team. But yeah, the young ones this weekend definitely stepped up, so can't really fault that. So great to have that whole 12 squad performance.
And walking away from the spring showdown with 6 points, can't ask much better. But no, Ella, congratulations, you are the Vitality Player of the Match.
Thank you very much.
Very well played. We'll let you step out and we'll bring in Victoria Burgess. And Victoria, you must be pretty pleased with how your team adapted to the challenges that Dragons brought to them throughout that.
Yeah, I mean, credit to Dragons. They really good game for us against them. I think, you know, they really brought it to us in the second, third quarter. And for us, that was a challenge and we had to adapt what we were doing. So I think for us, this weekend's been really tough. We've got some players missing, but our squad really stepped up to it. So I'm really happy that we won the game and, you know, had it finished off really strong in that fourth quarter.
It's two wins from two, like you say, keeping the pressure on Manchester Thunder, who are up on court next. Are frustrated at all that Dragons did manage to take two quarters off you?
No frustration, really. I mean, they've been playing really well, so, like, credit to them and what they're doing, what Danny's doing with that squad. So, yeah, love the contest, and these girls needed it, and I'm really happy to see that the depth in our squad could carry that forward and bring two wins away from this weekend.
Well, very well played.
Thank
this
you
weekend.
Very much.
Job well done. Thanks, Victoria. And we'll bring in Danny Titmuss-Morris.
Hi, Vicky's a bit taller than me.
Just a little bit. Yeah, we'll bring that mic down for you. Look, I mean, I know you always come into this one after that victory yesterday, feeling good, feeling like you could do a job here. You put two quarters, you took them from them, but just couldn't quite get there.
No, and it's just one of those things where you're like happy, sad, because actually there were moments where we had opportunities to win that game. And we probably didn't push it over the line in the way that we would have liked. However, you know, if someone had said at the beginning you're going to lose to second in the table by four goals, you know, that's an amazing... It just shows how much we've grown and developed over the last 13, 14 games. I also want to give a huge shout-out to Hannah Layton. It's her first time back in the squad yesterday, her first time on court today, and I thought she did an exceptional job when she came out there. So really, really pleased and proud that she can be back like out on court doing what we know she's capable of.
They were very much singing her praises in commentary. Just one final one as well. When your captain, with a minute and a half left on the clock, is saying there's still time and you've got a four-goal deficit, you've got to respect that and feel pretty proud of that fight.
I mean, there is still time, you know. I think, and that's one of the things you also learn from watching some of the Suncorp games, is actually you can turn over, or even the ANZ when it was, what, still were down by 11 going into the last quarter and they ended up winning that game. So I think the more that we can watch other teams be able to turn over deficits, actually a minute and a half is no time at all. So, yeah, there is always time.
Well played today, Danny. Thanks very much.
OK, thank you.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.